We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Congratulations on winning your first game with the Tribe, 30-17 victory over Lafayette. As you've gone back and looked at film, give me your impressions of your team's effort.
Yeah, I thought we played well, particularly in the second half. Obviously, when you have a chance to score 30 points, four turnovers, by the defense and set up scores, and it was a game that just as the game went on, I just thought we played better and better. And obviously, you want to be able to start fast in football games, but as things went on and we watched the players develop, and some guys made some plays out there on the field. So pleased. You're always excited by getting a W, particularly the first home game in 9 years here to start it out. That was important. I had a great fan, student base crowd that was out there. So, we're happy about it, but not satisfied. And because we know that the task at hand now is with a short week is getting ready for a good Virginia football team.
You also, as I mentioned with Coach Huseman, had a really spirited quarterback battle, and Hollis Mathis certainly performed well in his first game, 16 carries, 127 yards, and a touchdown on the ground, and then another 66 through the air. How did you feel like he played, and were you surprised to see him perform so well in his first game as a true freshman?
I thought he played well in spots. I mean, obviously, one of the things he has is his legs. His wheels are pretty good. He got us out of some third down situations. Did a great job of, of when he didn't see it to take it and go with it. There's some reads and things he can clean up on. But young guy, first opportunity to play. I believe I read Rob that you mentioned it. He was one of the best, most grounds gained in for a quarterback in William & Mary history. So I'm like, wow, So as a freshman, if he's done that, then I believe his ability to get better will get better as we go along. But he did a great job. Kilton Anderson came in, threw the first pass down the field, an explosive play, did a good job. So we're excited about where we are with with our quarterback play. And now we just got to get better, as you move on to the next opponent.
Got a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Rusty.
Sure, sir. We have a question from Mike Barber from the Richmond Times. The line is open.
Morning, Mike. I wanted to ask you first just kind of your overall thoughts on returning to UVA and coaching a game at Scott Stadium.
Obviously the human nature part of it is, I spent a lot of years there. I spent, my daughter played basketball for the great Debbie Ryan. My brother Paul played for, the great George Welsh, and I had a chance to be there with some really great players, coaching them. The Chris Longs of the world, Chris Canties and Ahmad Brookses and, Daryl Blackstock is on my staff here. So, there's a community there that, that my kids grew up in. And, now in this profession as a college football coach and your ability to travel all around, I'm here at William & Mary, and that's my charge is to get these guys ready to go up in Charlottesville and be competitive and try to win a football game. So, there are mixed emotions, but the main focus is to prepare a team to go play a really good team that's going to be their first home game on ACC Network and all those things. But obviously, you can't gloss over some of the things that's been part of your life for such a long time.
You have some players, I think, on this roster that obviously you recruited. Does that make things a little bit awkward or a little bit emotional when you see guys like that?
No, it doesn't make it awkward. It's good to see that that they're doing well. It's good to see that they're going to become educated men. They're going to graduate with a college with a degree from a great university. It's good to see that they're still part of a team and have been adopted into the new culture of what Coach Mendenhall has. So those things I can remain proud of. And obviously, it's also important that that we play, we be representative of the type of student athletes that we have here at William & Mary, that they're going to get their degree, that have done, they're doing good things right now. So it's a football game where an FBS team is playing an FCS team. I've been on both sides of that. You know, again, our challenge and our goal is to go up there and play a really competitive football game, and our players are excited about making the trip up.
And last one for me, you've had a lot of success at a lot of different places. When you think of your time at UVA, why do you think it was that you weren't able to ever get this thing rolling consistently?
You know, there's a lot of things that go into that, but, you know, obviously, you know, in this, I'm not going to talk about the who's and the what's and all the things like that. It's just, you know, it didn't get done to the satisfaction of what it needed to be. And we are in a result-oriented profession. And, you know, and I get it, you know. So, but I've had a lot of great opportunities there, a lot of great big wins, you know, on the road versus some really good football teams. I've met a lot of really good players and people that are in that community there. So I'm blessed right now to be in a place where my family is within minutes of a drive. And, you know, my parents still live and my wife's mother still very close by and at a place that was my first full-time job. So this coaching profession has been good to me. And I know you take the ups and the downs with it, but there's been a lot of ups, you know, a lot of ups. And again, I'm excited for the opportunity to play our second game, you know, which happens to be up in Charlottesville.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Our next question from the line of Babe Johnson from the Daily Crest. Your line is open.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Other than playing all four of them together at the same time again, do you plan to use your quarterbacks going forward kind of the same way you did last night or Saturday night?
Now, Dave, why would I even tell you anything close to being, you know, let's put it this way. You know, we want to be creative in how we do things. Also, we don't want to disrupt the flow of a game. But, you know, I thought that the Hollis played, you know, well, and Kilton came in and did some good things, and the ability to, you know, to get them, you know, to get them playing in the spots that we need, in the areas that we need as we start game planning. This is a short week, and you know, the turnaround time is you got to get things done that you normally wouldn't, but. You know, we're putting the plan together now, and you know, we start practicing and putting things together. We'll disclose what we're going to do, you know, when we have the opportunity to play on Friday night.
Well, do you to put it another way? I guess, do you look at it that you have a starting quarterback, or are both of those guys sort of your 1A, 1B?
Well, I mean, obviously. Hollis did a great job of playing the game and finishing the game, and you know, came in spots. So, you know, whatever that combination is, or whatever it will take for us to win a football game is what we're going to do. So, you know, only one guy can take the snap at a time. But you know, we've kind of purposely put some things together, plays, schemes, you know, to get the best of both of their skill sets.
Just to follow up on a different topic. Mark Williamson, who coincidentally enough is from the Charlottesville area, basically had played tackle his whole life. Now he's at guard. I was wondering if you could sort of talk about what went into that move and how he has handled it.
Yeah, Mark's embraced the move very well. He lost some weight. He's got more, you know, he's got more flexibility. You know, he's able to move and. You know, he's a veteran guy. He's a very experienced guy. So, and then when you add other players to the mix, we have a transfer that Andrew Traynor was actually – Andrew was a tight end at Virginia before he left and went to Illinois. So Andrew's been introduced into the mix playing a tackle position. So, you know, you try to put your five best that are, you know, have opportunities to help you be successful in your running and pass game. And it just fit, you know, what we asked Mark to do, and he did it you know, did it gladly and had some success, you know, the other night. And look forward to, you know, having a chance to continue to have some success playing guard.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question from the line of Mark Berman from the Roanoke Times. The line is open.
Good afternoon. Want to get your impressions of Nate Atkins, what you thought of how he's done since you've gotten there.
You know, Nate's done a great job in terms of being our captain for us, starting linebacker. You know, the whole story about him being second being named captain second time, I think, in almost in the history of, you know, William & Mary football. He's a great individual. He's our leader when it comes to, you know, the calls out there on the field and off the field, you know, in terms of getting the attention of the players. You know, and Nate was had been battling some injuries, but, you know, towards the latter part of camp, was really feeling really well, really good about his movement and how he feels about his body. And you know, so I believe he's 100%. And I know this game is a big game for him. Every game is a big game for all of us, but Nate takes it very seriously in terms of being prepared. And I know he'll be prepared to play.
And I guess, what have you observed of his leadership ability that kind of makes him, you know, a two-time captain?
Well, he's very mature for a young man. You know, he's also been nominated for academic awards as well. He does well in the classroom. He's leader by example, and you know, our players respect him because they see a guy that, you know, that has overcome, you know, adversity, you know, physically with his body and still, you know, maintain a level of high optimism. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, that emulates what a servant leader looks like as well. So, you know, he's one of our best players. He's one of our best leaders. And I know he's looking forward to playing this Saturday against a good team up there in Charlottesville.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, before I let you go, a lot was made of the changes in scheme offensively, but you also made some changes defensively in that unit with six sacks and forced those big turnovers, those three straight turnovers in the third quarter. How did you feel like you played on that side of the ball?
I thought we played well. I mean, obviously, you know, some things we got to make sure we take care of, but going after the ball in all kind of ways, you know, strip sacks, ball was caught. One of our true freshmen, Latrell Scott from Phoebus High School down here in Hampton, you know, pulls the ball out and creates a turnover. You know, we block a kick. You know, intercept a pass by a young man that from Charlottesville, Virginia, who was one of our former quarterbacks here, Devin Gerald. So I thought they played well in finding the ball and getting the ball in a myriad of ways. And so we're going to have to continue to do that. We're going to have to do that again, you know, this Friday night if we're going to have a chance. But the mindset of going after the ball and being involved and running to the ball was good to see, you know, the defensive players do that.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too.